exalted, glorified. If you believe that God is in our midst, if you believe that God is good, I want you to unmute your devices and begin to exalt him this morning. He has proven again and again that he's good to us and that he's in our midst. He's not a liar. Give him the glory, give him the honor, give him the praise. Unmute your devices, speak a song of your own and bless him.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank him because he's been our means. Oh, bless him because he's mercy and grace. Bless him because he never fails. Let him hear your voice this morning.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Jesus' most powerful name, we have given time.
Amen.
You are going to pray this morning, and your next prayer point, you are going to say, Father.
Father.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For all these testimonies.
For all these testimonies.
I thank you for your fingers in my life.
I thank you for your finger in my life.
Make that your prayer of thanksgiving this morning. I say, Father, I thank you
for all thank you for the testimony.
Thank you for all the testimony. There are two categories of people. I believe I belong to both categories. Is that God said he will give you upper hand over your enemy.
Amen.
The second category, God says by the end of the day, you'll be singing a new song.
Amen.
So you are going to say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Sending promises.
Every blessing.
Everything has been assigned to me and to my household. Let there be full delivery today in the name of Jesus. Make that your prayer this morning. In the name of Jesus, every pending promise, every pending promise, Lord Jesus, you are with me, over me and my house, over your church. Lord, let there be glorious promises in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
The next prayer is going to be a prayer of thanksgiving. You are going to help me thank God for all this glorious work.
Thank you, Father.
Brother, when I hear all this testimony, they are humbling. Particularly, I remember two of the brethren recently, and they were sharing with me, honestly, brethren, even when we come, these testimonies are specific to Revival Hour. And so you're going to help me thank God. And one of them was sharing that what exactly what they were going through as a family, and that at the nick of the way they were talking about it in the Revival Hour, that, you know, the word of the Lord just came to them at exact time. And so they began to wonder, did you have anything to pastor, did this discuss? Honestly, I don't know. It is God. So you have to only thank God. There's also another case of health. I didn't know, neither did they tell me anything. They were going through any problem. But just as, you know, just being my very self. And again, they, you know, during Revival Hour, the family too was testifying and said, at exact time, the word that they need that solved their health challenges, God brought it to pass. Brethren, whenever I come here, I come as one of you to pray too. So we are going to give God the glory for always honoring his word, that God can reveal what you are going through. Not that you know him, not that you tell me anything, we must give him the glory. So we are going to say, Father, we thank you for always honoring your word in the mouth of your servant. Let's go ahead and give him the glory. God alone deserves the glory.
Always honoring your word in the mouth of your
You deserve the praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I remember a sister one certain time. When I talk about my place of work and the challenges I have faced with one of my bosses in the past, and she said at the Revival Hour, and she's been praying for promotion. But she requested for prayer, and the Lord said, tell her that to dance, and she danced. And 2 days later, she began to testify of how the promotion is waiting for her. The testimonies are so many that we cannot even count them. Let's give God the glory for the Bible hour. God always confirm his word. That is the truth that God is in his name. This morning again, we have come to say thank you. I have come to say thank you. I have just some people to pray as one of them. But I thank you for always coming. Thank you for glorifying yourself. Lord, that I'm praying. You have the glory in Jesus' most powerful name. We have prayed.
Amen.
Now you are going to say, Father, let today be my own day of visitation. Make that a prayer. My Father, let today be my own day. One of our songs say, let today be my day. Let today be my night. Let this month be my month. So Lord, I praise thee. Visit me, Lord. Father, once again, we are grateful. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for this Bible study. Thank you for the just concluded annual revival, 14 days of power. We are grateful, Father, even for all these testimonies this morning. Take the glory, take the honor, and take the praise. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed.
Amen.
I am very certain that today is somebody's day of testimony.
Amen.
Amen.
That person is me. That person is your household in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. There's a prayer the Lord wants us to pray, but he wants us to reserve it to the end, because if we start now, we may not have time to look at the word, and he wants us to look at the word briefly. Please turn your Bible with me to 1 Corinthians. And then later we'll come to Isaiah chapter 11. That's where we're taking the prayer from. But 1 Corinthians chapter 13, God began to speak to us a few days ago on the subject, the fruits of the Spirit. And we understand that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit. And not only that, the fruits is that it means they are proof that you are born again. They are proof that you're a child of God. If these things can be found in you, I tell you, you are like God on earth. Now, 1 Corinthians 13. So we had a general overview of what the fruit of the Spirit looks like. And we began by talking about the first one, which is love. So we'll continue from where we stopped. Now, 1 Corinthians 13, I read verses 1 to 3. And then I want somebody else to read verses 13 for us. Now, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have no charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. That means a noisemaker. And though I have the gift of prophecy, that means you can prophesy, you can see the heart of God, you can declare things and they happen. And understand all mysteries. Somebody, you know, is talking about, you know, difficult the situation, but you have in-depth knowledge, you can dissolve mysteries. And all knowledge, and though I have all faith, you have faith that can move mountains. And so that I could remove mountains and have no charity. So charity in this context is love. I am nothing. Look at verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be born, and have no charity, it profited me nothing. When you look at that verse 3, sometimes you wonder, if somebody decides to give up all his goods, you know, to the poor, would you not say that is a good work? But God says no, that it is because they've done it out of a wrong motive. You know, there are many politicians, particularly in abroad where we came from, where they, you know, when it is time for election, because they want to become governor, they can become so nice, they set up foundations and different things, begin to give gift to people, and that food, you know, Maggie and all of that, petty things. But their intention is not because they really love people. It's because they want to become the next governor, the next senator. Now, that's what verse 3 is describing. Anyone doing such, you have no reward from God. Now, verse 13, 1 Corinthians 13, if you are there, you can read.
And now, abideth faith, hope, charity. This three, but the greatest of them is charity.
But the greatest of these is charity. And what that tells us is that you may have faith, you may have hope, like we learned during the revival. I'm still recovering from that particular night. Talking about the evidence of faith is hope. But even if you have faith, you move mountain, you do miracle, you do signs and wonder, you can, you know, you can pray in tongues, but you don't have the greatest gift. The greatest gift is love, and God is love. So if you don't have love, the Bible describes you in verse 1 as a noisemaker. You know, tinkling cymbal is a drum. That snare, the one that makes a lot of noise, that's the tinkling cymbal, the sounding brass. So brethren, is one of the first fruit of the Spirit we are to manifest as believer is love. Love is the greatest gift anyone can desire. You may desire a gift to heal. You may desire the gift of prophecy, miracles, signs and wonder, and so on. But I want you to desire the best of it. In fact, Paul says in chapter 14, verse 1, follow after charity and desire spiritual gift, but rather that ye may prophesy. So meaning that you can desire love. Maybe your heart is full of hatred. You can desire that, Lord, fill my heart with your love. I was listening to a woman of God yesterday as she was narrating her own personal story, and that this, you know, the way what that when the whole thing started, her heart was full of hatred. In fact, she said, well, hatred towards everybody, her husband, her own children, everybody in the church. She said she didn't know what came over her. But until the Holy Spirit began to deal with her gradually and begin to remove hatred from her heart. So, brethren, if you have hatred in your heart towards anybody, then you don't know God, because God is love, and he wants us to love one another. Who are we to love? Love God first with all your heart. Love God with all your heart. If you love God, you will know. You can't be in love with somebody and you not know. I mean, Jacob did not hide his love for Rachel. Jacob was very equivocal about his kind of love for Rachel. He didn't hide it. He was willing to serve 14 years. So if you love somebody, you won't hide it, both in the public and in the secret. So number one, who are we to love? God. I want us to mute our devices together and say, who are we to love? God. Love God. Who are we to love? We are to love God. Hallelujah. I'm glad there are people that are there who are not sleeping. Now, number two, love yourself. Yes, myself, yes. Because you cannot give what you don't have. The Bible said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Some people don't love themselves. They complain of the way they go, how tall they are, how short they are, how dark, how, you know, this, how they speak, how they walk. They say, I wish I'm walking like this sister. I wish I'm as tall as that brother. They keep wishing for what they do not have. But you do have something. Why not love yourself and love the way God creates you? Appreciate God. That doesn't mean that we don't have places to walk on. I mean, just like the testimony of that woman. We do have places that God is still working on in our life as individual. But love yourself, because if you don't love yourself, you can't love people. You cannot, because you can't give what you don't have. If you don't love yourself and love what God is doing in your own life, if all you do is complain about how things are this, I tell you, you find it difficult to love. Number two, so who are we to love? We are to love ourselves. Let's unmute our devices quickly. Who are we to love? We are to love ourselves. Love yourself the way God created you. Appreciate God's grace, beauty in your life. Don't start complaining all the time. Give God the praise. Number three, who are we to love? We are to love our neighbor. We are to love our neighbor. Who is your neighbor? Of course, the people in your house. Begin with them. Charity begins from home. Love the people around you. Love, you know, the neighbor, your brethren, love your colleagues at work, that person that appears to hate you, love them. Yes, that is what we hold them. Paul says, hold no man anything that except to do what? To love them. That's the only thing you hold people, is to love people. Now, yeah, does it mean there are no difficult people? Of course, I know. They are everywhere. Of course, we know that. But I want you to know that God is the one who created all of us. And, you know, God did not say this person is difficult and throw him away and throw him in the mouth of lion. No, that's the way kind of Father God is. So we are to love people love your neighbors. And then lastly, number four, we are to love the church. The church is our family. Don't pull your brother down. Don't speak ill of your brother, your sister. Well, if there are things to resolve, talk to one another face to face. That's what the scripture talks about. Instead of carrying rumor, instead of being bitter, instead of going from here to here. And that's why Jesus Christ says, he said, when he comes, will he find faith on earth? And now he said, I will tell many, I don't know you. He said, because your hand is full of his dental. This morning, the grace to love, God will plant in your heart in the name of Jesus. So number four, who are we to love? Let's submit our devices and say together, we are to love the church. To love who? The church. We are to love the church, the church of God. I want you to bow down your head this morning, and I want you to write the prayer point down as much as you can. We have a few of them, but we don't have time to pray them. So you can pray them on your own. I want you to write them down. The prayer point is in two. The first is about love, and the second is about wisdom. Now, I'll read them out. The first one is, Father, in the name of Jesus, I don't want to be a noisemaker, but I want to be a lover of you, a lover of God, and a lover of people. Help me to love you. Help me to love people. I take it again. Father, in the name of Jesus, I don't want to be a noisemaker, but I want to be a lover of God and a lover of people. Make that your prayer this morning. Anyone who doesn't love, who cannot make heaven, there's no two way around it. So if you don't have love, then that means you don't have a place in heaven. But if you have love, then heaven is, you have a place in heaven. Number two, Father, in the name of Jesus, uproot the root of hatred out of my heart and fill my heart with your love. Uproot the root of hatred. There are people who hate. They don't know that they have hatred in their heart. But God knows. Maybe that's why God's bringing it to you this morning. My Father, in the name of Jesus, uproot the root of hatred out of my heart and fill my heart with your love. I believe there is somebody who needs to pray this prayer somewhere. I believe there's a family, because when you love, then God begins to open doors. He fights for you. Number three, and of course, you know every prayer you have to begin with thanksgiving. So don't forget, thank God for the word you have heard. Thank God for his word to you this morning. And then number three, my Father, fill my heart with wisdom to please you always in the name of Jesus. The Bible made us to understand in the book of Isaiah chapter 11, wisdom is a spirit. Verse 2, and the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom. We need wisdom to please God and wisdom to walk among men, because men can be very wicked. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. So prayer point number three, Father, fill my heart with wisdom to please you always in the name of Jesus. And then lastly, you add your personal prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, fill my heart with the spirit. Fill me with the spirit of wisdom, rather. Fill me with the spirit of wisdom to know men and to walk wisely among men. I believe somebody needs to pray that prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, fill me with the spirit of wisdom to know men and to walk wisely among men. Why? Because Jesus Christ said, you don't need to tell me about men. I know what is in their heart. They wanted to make him king. You see, I know you are coming to me because of bread. So lift up your voice. You have the prayer point now. Go ahead and pray for the next 2 minutes, and then we'll come back and round it up. Are you here this morning? You are not born again. You have not invited Jesus into your heart. Your heart is full of hatred. You don't love. You don't even love yourself, not to talk about loving people. I want you to know that the beginning of having genuine love in your heart It is by surrendering your life to Jesus. When you give your heart to Jesus, he removes hatred from your heart and gives you his own kind of heart. So you are here, you're not born again. I want to raise up your right hand and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, this morning, a sinner. Please forgive me my sin and write my name in the book of life. Remove hatred out of my heart and plant love in my heart. In the name of Jesus, love for you, love for myself, love for my neighbor, love for the church. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for answered prayer. Lord, as many that have prayed this prayer, forgive them their sins. Write their name in the book of life. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer, please do send your information to us. We would like you to grow. And in the name of Jesus, the Lord will plant you. So go ahead. You have 1 more minute. Talk to God this morning. Answers to your prayer. Let's give him the glory. Thank him. Thank him. If you know you have not prayed enough, where you are, take time out this morning, today, and pray those prayers. Pray them with your family, and in the name of Jesus, you are going to see testimonies and miracles after that. Give him the glory, Father. We are grateful for answers to our prayer. Thank you for filling our heart with your love. To you alone be all the glory. In Jesus' most powerful name, we are friends. Now, when the enemy rises up against us, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against them in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against them in the name of Jesus. When the enemy rises up against us like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against them in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for sending your word to us this morning. Lord, I pray this morning, make us doer of your word, not just somebody who hears the word, but make us doer of your word. Lord, I pray this morning in the name of Jesus. Is anyone whose heart is full of hatred, either because of what men have done to them, or the mistake they have made in the past, or because of what is happening, you know everyone's heart. Please, Father, remove hatred, Lord. Anyone whose heart is full of hatred, remove hatred and fill it with your love. I ask this morning, Lord, for wisdom. Fill every one of us with wisdom to please you always, not to please men. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for wisdom to know men and to walk wisely among men. Are you sick? Be healed in the name of Jesus. By the time we return tomorrow, you will have testimony from all these prayers you have prayed. And the glory will go back to Jesus. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. Amen. God wants me to give you an assignment as we share the grace. The assignment is this. Please study 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Study it today and apply it into your life and love those, even those that hate you, and you'll be singing a new song. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Tell your neighbor, or mute your divine, tell your neighbor, love God.
Love yourself.
God bless you and your household in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Mm-hmm.